Harper, please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. And now I would like to recognize Richardson Park Methodist Church Boy Scout Troop 339. Their troop leader is Mr. George Schabowski. And would the troop like to come up and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? And troop leader?
Okay, ready? Line up here. Just line right up. And face the flag here. Okay.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you very much, Troop. Again, Boy Scout Troop 339. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell.
Here.
Mr. Carter.
Here.
Mr. Cartier. Ms. Diller.
Here.
Ms. Durham.
Here.
Ms. Hartley-Meagle.
Here.
Mr. Hollins.
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick.
Here.
Mr. Sheldon.
Here.
Mr. Smiley.
Here.
Mr. Street.
Here.
Mr. Tackett.
Here.
Mr. Woods.
Here.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 present, 1 absent.
Thank you. Is there a motion to correct or amend the minutes of June 25th, 2019?
Motion approved is distributed.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The minutes are approved. Are there any announcements from members of council regarding legislation? Mr. Bass?
Yes, Madam President. Ordinance 17-095 and 17-096 remains tabled this evening. And that's at the request of the applicant until the traffic impact study is completed.
Thank you. Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. On the consent calendar, I will be moving to remove Resolution 19-122. And just a quick question on quick review of the introduction of ordinances tonight on 19-073. It's got Councilman Smiley and myself introducing the first one. Is that accurate? I don't recognize that piece of legislation.
No. No. No, it's got Cartier on the actual bill.
Oh, okay. So just the agenda's wrong?
Sorry.
Okay.
All right. You know, you and I don't co-sponsor.
That's right. You always worried for a minute.
So, Mr. Tackett, you'll be introducing it?
No.
No. Mr. Cartier.
It was a typo.
Okay. Well, since he's not here, will it be Mr. Smiley or Mr.
Introduction? It's just introduced. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, next, all ordinances shall be considered at the next regular council meeting except for those items that require board or commission recommendations.
Council President, Mr. Sheldon had a question.
Mr. Sheldon.
Yes, at the appropriate time, I'll be asking to go out of order to have Resolution 19-127 be read before 19-123 just because of the people in the audience that need to go somewhere else.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please read in the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 19073, amend the FY 2019 approved operating budget, appropriate state of Delaware funding received for the Newcastle County Police Employees Retirement System to the Department of Public Safety Employee Benefits budgetary line item. Ordinance 19074, amend the FY 2020 approved operating budget, appropriate $31,513 of state tax stabilization reserve to the Department of Public Safety, Division of Police Grants, and Fixed Charges budget line item.
Thank you. Reports from select and special committees. May I please have the reports from the Finance Committee?
Finance Committee met 2 o'clock today in the 8th floor conference room, discussing items on this evening's agenda, and approved 2 grants.
Thank you. Public Safety Committee, Mr. Bell.
Thank you, Madam President. Public Safety Committee met this afternoon at 3 p.m., and we discussed 1 ordinance on the agenda for this evening for the violent crimes grant. And we also discussed in great length the Animal Care and Control. And the question from the county and several of council was on the barking dog response issues. And through the administration, we're requesting that Animal Care and Control from the state of Delaware appear before council on the 23rd prior to the operating budget appropriating additional funds.
Thank you. Executive Committee, Mr. Hollins.
Thank you, Madam President. The Executive Committee meeting was held this afternoon at 4 o'clock. We discussed the three items on tonight's agenda to amend the pay plans. We also had an update on the 150th General Assembly legislative session. And then we went into executive session to have a strategy session regarding matters relating to potential litigation.
Thank you. Next is the consent calendar. Any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar for further discussion by simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection and will be voted upon as a package. Consent calendar items are noted as such on the agenda and available in the back of this room and online. Is there anyone from council or the public who wish to have an item removed at this time? Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. I would like to move to have Resolution 19-122 removed and heard to be considered under other resolutions.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion that is removed from the consent calendar and put under resolutions. Is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 19-118, celebrating and honoring the service of Father John Gayton to the Navy and Holy Rosary Parish on the occasion of his retirement from military service. Resolution 19-119, celebrating the life of Charles Thomas M. Brewster, Jr., and honoring his military service to our nation and his dedication to the veteran organizations of Delaware. Resolution 19-120, consenting to the reappointment of Leon Cahill Kraut to the Newcastle County Planning Board.
Thank you.
Resolution 19-121, consenting to the reappointment of Richard Davis to the Newcastle County Financial Advisory Council.
Thank you. Next, R19-122.
Call the roll.
Yeah.
On the consent calendar.
Oh, Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the rule reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you. The consent calendar has been passed. Next, R19-122. Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, please read Resolution 19-122 and present to Council for consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19-122, appointing Carl Bach and Brown to the Newcastle County Audit Committee.
Mr. Tackett?
Thank you, Madam President. So I have a floor amendment. The floor amendment has been placed on everybody's desk. The only thing that we needed to do was clarify the term. So in red, it says commences on July 25th, 2019, and expires on July 25th, 2023. So that's the only change that needed to be made for clarification purposes.
Okay, we'll first be voting on the floor amendment number one to resolution number 19-122. And Mr. Tackett, go ahead. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on floor amendment number one to resolution number 19-122. Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll call reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Floor Amendment Number 1 to Resolution 19122 is passed. Next, we'll be voting on R19123, as amended, with Floor Amendment Number 1 to Resolution Number 19122.
And thank you, Madam President. Madam Clerk, please read Resolution 19122 as amended by Floor Amendment Number 1.
Resolution 19122 is amended by Floor Amendment Number 1, appointing Carl Brockenbauer to the Newcastle County Audit Committee.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on amended Floor Amendment R19122 as amended by Floor Amendment Number 1 to Resolution Number 19122.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Drum?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you. R19122 as amended by Floor Amendment Number 1 to Resolution Number 19122 is passed. Next is R19127. Mr. Sheldon, do you want to move that first?
Madam Chair, I would like to go out of order and discuss and vote on Resolution 19-127.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The motion is passed.
Thank you. Madam Chair, I move that ordinance R19-127 be read in by title only and placed before Council for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 19-127, resolution approving issuance of one or more tax-exempt lease purchase agreements by the Mill Creek Fire Company in an amount not to exceed $1,600,000 for the purpose of financing 2 fire trucks.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes, Madam Chair, this is a resolution that approves Mill Creek Fire Company for 2 fire trucks as a conduit bonding, which you've done with many other fire companies and tax-exempt status. These are not to exceed $1,600,000.
Thank you. Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk?
Forget that Councilwoman Kilpatrick and Councilman Woods be added as co-sponsors.
Thank you.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19-127.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
Thank you. R19-127 is passed.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next we have R19-123. Mr. Smiley?
I request R19-123 be read by title only and placed before Council for its consideration.
Resolution 19123, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the State of Delaware Division of Communications for yearly maintenance contract for volunteer fire service high-band paging system for the Department of Public Safety in the amount of $65,050.97.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from Council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19123.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19123 is passed. Next, R19124. Mr. Smiley?
Request R19-124 be read by title only, placed before Council for its consideration.
Resolution 19124, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Newcastle Conservation District to provide required local match for the Department of Public Works in the amount of $75,000.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19124.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19124 is passed. Next, R19125, Mr. Smiley.
Request R19-125 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19125, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for Newcastle Conservation District for annual equipment lease payment for the Department of Public Works in the amount of $45,000.
Mr. Smiley.
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19125.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19125 is passed. Next, R19126. Mr. Smiley?
Request R19-126 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Second.
Resolution 19126, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the State of Delaware Division of Communications for continuation of VHF radio communication system maintenance and associated services for the Department of Public Works in the amount of $66,229.
Mr. Smiley?
As per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on R19126.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
R19126 is passed. Next, R19127. Oh, we went through that one. Moving on to ordinances. 019067. Mr. Hollins? And Ms. Diller?
Yes, I move that ordinance number 19-067 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 19067, amend the grants budget, appropriate funding of $42,000 from the Delaware State Housing Authority Housing Development Fund to the HDF Home Ownership 104 Blue Hen Drive Grant.
Ms. Diller?
Per title.
Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019067.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kirkpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
019067 is passed. Next, 019068. Mr. Bell?
Thank you, Madam President. This will be handled by Co-Chairman Street.
Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. I'd like to have ordinance number 19-068 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Ordinance 19068, amend the grants budget, realign $147,425.92 in state funding within the FY 2019 Fund to Combat Violent Crimes Grant, which is administered by the Department of Public Safety.
Mr. Street?
Yes, Madam President. This grant will be used for equipment and supplies, including vests for the SWAT unit, night vision goggles, Lenco battery operated saw, pole camera, advanced target pointer, and mounts and trauma kits.
Thank you. Does anyone from council have questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-068.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
019-068 is passed. Next, 019-069. I move that R19069 be read by title only and placed before council for consideration.
Second. Ordinance 19069 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service professional employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, ASME, AFL-CIO, affiliate local 3109, to restore the position of assessment analyst.
Per title, does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-069.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
019-069 is passed. Next, 019-070. I move that R19070 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 19070 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, ASME, AFL-CIO, affiliate local 1607, to adopt the class specification for the position title of Graphic Arts Designer 2.
Per title, does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-070.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes. Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
019-070 is passed. Next, 019-071. I move that R19071 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Ordinance 19071 to amend the pay plan and rates of pay for classified service employees represented by the Delaware Public Employees Council 81, American Federation of State, County, and Municipal Employees, ASME, AFL-CIO, affiliate local 1607, to adopt the class specification for the position title of Equestrian Program Supervisor.
Per title, does anyone from council have any questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll open up the floor to the public for comment. Seeing none, I'll close the floor to the public. Madam Clerk, please call the roll on 019-071.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Carter?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier? Ms. Doerr?
Yes.
Ms. Durham?
Yes.
Ms. Hartley-Nagel?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Woods?
Yes.
Madam President, the roll reveals 12 yes, 1 absent.
019-071 is passed. 017095 and 017096 remain tabled. Does anyone from the public wish to address council? Let's see, we see some hands there. Just sign in.
Am I right? Got an ink scroll on it. There you go. That's good.
You'll come up and state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Karen Miller. I live on McCoy Road in Bear, Delaware. I want to talk today about the Refuge Drug Treatment Center that's on the corner of McCoy Road and Kirkwood St. George's Road. I'm not happy to be here. I've had a long day. I've worked all day long. But I'm going to keep coming back every single month until someone listens to me. Because you are the closest government to me. And I am not going to have the addiction industrial complex roll over my right to peace of mind, roll over my quality of life when you put, or whoever, no one will take blame or credit, when you put this addiction treatment center and correction center on the corner of my street. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Please come forward, sir, and sign in. Thank you. You'll state your name for the record, and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Henry Miller. Good evening. Councilman Bell and all distinguished persons. On June 25th, I spoke to this body about the Refuge on Kirkwood St. George's Road. This prompted a visit by one of you the next morning to get the lay of the land. We had about a 45-minute discussion on many topics. On July 2nd, there was a well-attended meeting which Councilman Bell, Representative Longhurst, Senator Poore attended. Councilman Bell stuck to the original New Castle County position that it has no authority or say. Representative Longhurst and Senator Poore both stated that they would not want this in their backyard. They did not know how this happened. This has me wondering, how can an entity come in with no notice, no land use yellow sign, no notification to the public about a change of entity or use in the Board of Adjustments permitting process? 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road is zoned S, suburban. Aquila Behavioral Health, Piece by Piece, and 4185 Kirkwood St. George's Road LLC are operating commercial offices, and according to New Castle County Land Use Table 440-03110, lists this usage as not applicable. There are two entities that are operating protective care facilities. According to the same table, this list usage is no. And one entity is operating a construction workforce training, which I call a light industrial usage, and according to the same table, has an N for usage. I am asking for a cease operations order to be in place immediately.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone else from the public that wishes to address council this evening? Mr. Bell?
Yes, Madam President. I did attend, as you know, Mr. Miller did come in at the last meeting, and we had conversation after the meeting. I did, in fact, attend the community meeting, and I committed at that meeting. Senator Poore is going to coordinate a meeting sometime in August at Delaware City Fire Company, and I committed at that meeting that we would have our land use management team in attendance to address this property and the various codes, and so that will be done. In the meantime, as far as any cease and desist or anything, I would have to go back to land use, meet with them, and go over exactly what they were permitted. Mr. Miller is absolutely correct. It's zoned suburban. It also permits limited use, which a school can be placed there. We got into a pretty good conversation the other night, and folks that didn't know it was there attended a tour, was part of ribbon cuttings, and that was not county officials. But like I say, I reported the other night the best I could as far as I talked to the physician that's from the facility. He says they're licensed under the Delaware Department of Health and Social Services. They have received both federal and state grant money. So we will continue to work with land use to try to get the answers, not only for the community, but I stated at that meeting, and I stand by what I stated, okay, I do not believe that facilities should just show up in a community and turn around and affect the quality of life, the appraisals of the properties. There's got to be a better way to do this. And we all know that we've had facilities show up in our various districts, council districts. But clearly, this continues to be a problem. The folks that actually run the facility could not answer all the questions that were being asked. I brought back a list of questions that were presented to each of the elected officials. I will be personally meeting with land use, with the senior management prior to the next meeting in August and attempting to get the answers and some solution to situations like this in the future. And I just wanted to report that to council. I personally appreciate Mr. Miller, his wife, and others from the community, not only coming into council, but the other evening we had a very, very good attendance on a very stormy night at Delaware City Library. So we will continue from the county perspective to try to get the answers that we were asked. And like I say, we have committed to have our land use folks there. It was not a good week to get anyone there this past week, but that will not be the case at the next meeting.
Thank you very much, Councilman. Is there anyone else from the public that wishes to address council?
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The meeting is adjourned.